bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Talk Healthy Today. It is Foodie Friday, and I have two back-to-back fantastic women. I adore these gals, and I'm so excited. We have Dr. Kellyanne Bertucci talking about her fantastic New York Times selling book, Bone Broth Diet, Lose Up to 15 Pounds, 4 Inches, and Your Wrinkles in Just 21 Days. And after Dr. Kellyanne, we've got the fantastic Jane Wilkins Michael. Her book is Long Live You, A Step-by-Step Plan to Look and Feel Better Than Before. We're going to be talking about the connection between looking good and eating well. Every morning, I start the day with a huge mug of bone broth. What is bone broth, you ask? And why is it so important? And why do people always say, wow, your skin looks great. How old are you again? Well, we're going to find out right now with the wonderful Kellyanne Bertucci, MSND. Her book is Dr. Kellyanne's Bone Broth Diet. Lose up to 15 pounds, 4 inches, and your wrinkles in just 21 days. Hello, Dr. Bertucci. I hope I'm saying that right.
Oh, welcome to the show. You did. You just thank you. And you know what? To keep it really easy, you can just call me Dr. Kellyanne. Forget the vowel.
That's even better. Well, Dr. Kellyanne, when I got the book, I was jumping up and down with excitement because I've been on the bone broth train, as I call it, for about 6 months, and I absolutely love it. And my gosh, you are probably the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And so
if anyone's wondering
about the benefits of bone broth, they just need to look at you. So for people going, okay, Lisa, what the heck is all this bone broth about? Tell us. Just jump right in. Why is it so good? How does it help our skin, our joints, and everything else? It is.
Well, you know what's really crazy is that I get about 1,200 emails a week. And what this tells me is that the revolution is here. I mean, it's so crazy that something as simple, and I'll tell you exactly what bone broth is in a moment, but something as simple as bone broth really has, it's revolutionary. Here's why. It's super simple. So let's just start with what is bone broth. All it is you take a pot. You throw some bones in there. If you're making chicken bone broth, you can use the carcass of the chicken. You can even buy the carcass, take the meat off, throw it in the pot. Don't even have to cut anything. Stick some onions, celery, carrots. You stick it in there. Any seasoning, spices, flavorings that you like. I love lemongrass. Stick a little bit of either lemon juice, apple cider vinegar, just to pull all of the good stuff from the bones. Throw some water in there, and I am telling you, you will be on fire in about 6 to, say, 18 hours, depending on if you're making chicken or beef. All of the instructions are all in the book. Super simple, super easy. You can make it in a slow cooker. You can make it in a pressure cooker. You can make it in a stock pot. And when I tell you, I have done this on television so many times in under 3 minutes. Super easy to make. And what you get from it is so worth it, it'll blow your mind.
It really is. So it's incredible. Now, I used to make my own, Dr. Kellyanne, but then there's a local farm where it's organic and grass-fed, and they have so much that they sell it really cheap, so it's actually more economical for me to get it from them.
It's so easy to make. It's so easy to make, but there's a lot of places online that you can buy it. You go to drkellyanne.com, it's there too. But you know what?
Say,
you know what, that's not in my budget. No issue at all. About $4 a pound for the bones. And if you're making beef, the beef broth, you want to use anything with cartilage, okay? Because cartilage is really the magic here. Why? Because cartilage has something called collagen in there. And collagen, when it's cooked, turns to gelatin. And now we're talking. This is where bone broth gets really interesting, because it's in this collagen, in this cooked collagen, this gelatin, that's where the magic happens. This is what gives you beautiful hair, skin, nails, makes you so radiant. And when I tell you, I have never, and I'll disclose this, I'm in my 50s, and I have never used any fillers, any Botox, anything like that. And it's not that I'm opposed to it. I'm not taking a stance on that, but I am telling you, I don't need it. And the reason why I don't need it is because for a decade now, I've been drinking bone broth, and it makes your skin, instead of focusing on every little spot and every little area on your skin, like so many of the therapies and remedies that we use today, it focuses on the overall luster and beauty of the skin. It plumps your skin up, because here's what happens. So many of the diets that we have out there today, if you notice, sometimes they get you thin, sometimes they don't. But even when they do, oftentimes your skin doesn't look really, really good. And here's why. Because your skin cells are like bouncy balls. And they need to be plump and full. And when you go on a lot of these diet programs out there, you're pulling nutrients out of these skin cells. You're pulling healthy fats out of these skin cells. And these skin cells literally start to deflate. You want them inflated. You want them bouncy, healthy. That's what gives you that plump, beautiful, lustrous demeanor in your skin. So one of the things I love most about bone broth is not only does it make your skin beautiful, not only can I tell you how to use this in a method that will get you slim exactly where you want to be, but it heals the gut, so it gets you super rock solid healthy. So you can't go wrong. It does everything. It makes you slimmer. It makes your skin beautiful, and it makes you healthy. And who doesn't want that?
Oh my gosh, exactly. And you know, the other thing is I'm so interested in the gut health because I have some food sensitivities and I noticed that they're not as severe since I've been doing the bone broth. But my question is, how much should we be drinking? Like, I drink one mug a day, but I'm feeling like, should I be drinking more because I do have a gut issue with food sensitivities? Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So when I did the bone broth diet book, I had to actually test out 3 cities because you can't be with a major publisher like Rodell and say on the book, you know, lose up to 15 pounds, 4 inches, and your wrinkles. You have to prove it out. So I actually tested this diet in New York. I tested it in Detroit, and I tested it in L.A. So we tested out the diet, and we know that bone broth works. We know it works for, you know, making your wrinkles and making you slimmer, making your wrinkles go away. But what we don't know, what hasn't been tested out, is just a regular protocol. But here's what I can tell you. Basically, what I've seen in patients is about 2 cups a day is the prescription. So if you say, you know what, I love you, you know, I hear what you're saying, it sounds great, but I'm not doing it. I just want to do bone broth. I need to keep it super simple. What do? I'd say to you about 2 cups of bone broth a day. And here's why I would encourage that. I would encourage that because a lot of people are replacing a lot of the caffeine drinks that they're drinking in the afternoon. They're replacing it with bone broth because, funny as it may seem, because of the glycine, because of a lot of the other properties in the bone broth, it actually is like a shot of energy. It gives you energy. It energizes you. This is what happens when your cells become really filled with proper fats and the right kind of nutrients. So you become really nutrient dense, your body, and you get a lot of energy. So it's like a jolt of energy. You will feel extremely energized. I promise you, about 2 cups a day is what will get you there. That's just what we've seen, you know, in clinic and it with patients. However,
oh, that is great.
It can hurt you to have more. And I will tell you on a personal level, Penn State did a study and they showed that a lot of these broths and these soups, that when you incorporate them in your diet, you're up to 10 pounds lighter a year. So that was a really interesting study to me. So I actually drink more than 2 cups a day because it fulfills me so much. And let's face it, because I sell bone broth, it's easier for me to get. I mean, that's part of it. And I know that. And I know there's a real life practicality to all of this. But 2 cups a day, if you want to do more, great. It can't hurt you. Okay, it's nothing but nutrition. So as long as you have the bone broth with a lot of the fat burning foods that I talk about in the book, it really is the 1-2 punch. It really, really is. It'll fulfill you in a way that you may never have felt in a long time. And if you read through the emails and you heard the patient testimonials and all of the things that I'm hearing, you would know that there's a reason. There's a reason this is a revolution. There's a reason. It truly works.
You know, Dr. Kellyanne, we barely scratched the surface. I want to have you back often because there's so many details I want to get into about exactly what are the fat burning foods, how do we do this, why you're so beautiful. Well, we already know why. It's good genetics and bone broth. Tell us all the ways we can find you in the meantime so you can get even more emails.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Great. So I'm happy to have my love to hear what everyone has to say, but it's drkellyanne.com, drkellyanne.com, drkellyanne.com.
Eating clean is so important for a myriad of reasons, and one of them is it really helps you look your best. And here to talk about this, and boy, I'd recommend looking her up because she is gorgeous, is a wonderful Jane Wilkins Michael. She is the author of Long Live You, Your Step-by-Step Plan to Look and Feel Better Than Before. She also has an awesome radio show as well, and I'm thrilled to have her here. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Lisa. I am thrilled to be here. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's so nice to have you on. You know, people will ask me, oh, your skin looks so good. What do you do? And I'll say, you know, honestly, it's really about clean living. It makes such a big difference. And I'd love for you to tell us how you discovered this wonderful connection between what you're eating and how you look and how you feel.
Well, actually, Lisa, even though I write about wellness and I talk about it on my show all the time, as you know, I personally was not feeling the best that I possibly could. And at some point, you know, I said to myself, as I think many of us have, I am sick and tired of ever feeling sick and tired, right? So, there was one interview I did that really resonated with me, and that was with Dr. Michael Roizen, who's the head of the Wellness Institute of the Cleveland Clinic. He's also the medical advisor to the Dr. Oz show. I'm sure you know him as well.
And he also has a show here on Radio MD.
He was yes. Wonderful. But what he said to me is we have two choices to make each day, make excuses or make something happen. The choice is ours. And I decided that I wanted to feel great all the time. So no more excuses for having that extra chunk of brie or another glass or 10 of Pinot Grigio, you know, which made me feel great while I was eating and drinking, but kind of sluggish and depressed and anxious the next day. So that meant tweaking my diet. You know, I never ate junk per se. I was always careful. But, you know, as I always tell my audience, any sort of change is a process. There's no quick fixes or magic bullets. It's the small steps that you take each and every day that really make the difference. And I think that most people don't really know what it is to feel really, really good. You know, just feeling okay shouldn't be the gold standard. So I gave up caffeine and wheat and, sadly, wine. And now I feel better than before. That's basically how I started.
Oh. That is great. And again, it's going back to those small steps, because if you try to make too many changes all at once, and you're going to get frustrated and you're going to feel deprived, and then you're going to fall back even harder on old habits.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, it is the process. And if you look at the problem that what we do many times is look at the end of the process, think of everything that we have to do to get there, and then we just shut down. We can't process anything more. So we have to just break it down, baby steps. Is what I say. And that's how I think we all have to look at it. Just little tiny steps that we do each day that make the difference toward feeling and looking good.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, I also love to take whole foods and make recipes with them, not just to eat, but for facials and things like that. Do you like to do that too?
Usually the food that I make is not the greatest. And my culinary skills leave a little bit something to be desired. In fact, I had some Iron Chefs on the show, and they're spending half of the time telling me how to, like, boil an egg, right? So I think, yes, I do put a lot of that on my face. I take the egg whites and put it on my face. People prefer me to put it on my face and to actually put it on their plate in my family.
They'll say, can keep that for a facial. We're fine.
So avocados, of course, and egg white. But also, you know, clean eating does, you know, it just show up on your skin. So I think that makes a huge difference. So you can eat it and put it on your face. It's a win-win.
Yeah, I love to do both. What I usually do, and I have a series called What's Hot in Health with Lisa Davis that you can see on RadioMD.com, and I'll do that. I'll have one where I'm making a smoothie with avocado, and I'll put half the avocado in the smoothie and then half the avocado on my face. And then while the avocado is sitting, then I'll drink the smoothie as well. So I don't mind having a green face. Brings out the green in my eyes. So, you know, it's all good.
That's why I love Halloween, because you can walk around with it on your face the whole day and nobody really cares. Nobody knows.
Oh, my God. Well, what are a few tips you have for people listening who are like, okay, I want to get started right now, but I don't even know where to begin with this whole clean eating thing?
Well, I think that, first of all, you have to look in your house, and you have to go on what I call a junk hunt. Because if you look in your refrigerator and your pantry, you're probably seeing the food that beckons you around midnight, right? Oh, Oreos, where are you? That you know you shouldn't eat, but it's there. And I feel you can't see what you can't eat, right? You can't eat what you can't see, rather.
Definitely.
That's actually the way to say it. So I kind of get rid of it slowly. Again, it's the process. And just slowly get rid of what is in your house that you know is bad for you. We all know the food that we shouldn't eat, right? I mean, we basically know that by now. So do it slowly, and you will find that you're much better off not being tempted by anything that
yeah, that's true.
Tempt you, right? And also say if it's white, don't take a bite.
Oh, I like that. I should get that on a bumper sticker.
I know, right? And the other thing I say, and I think your guest had mentioned that before, you know, to read labels. Not everybody does. And I think now the FDA is making labels easier to understand. In other words, when you buy one of those muffins at 8 St. Louis and it says 150 calories, the fact that it's for eating, you know, 1/16 of that muffin, not the whole thing, will now be a little clearer. And you won't feel as virtuous when you eat the whole muffin thinking it's 150 calories.
I know, it's so sneaky, isn't it? And you've got to look out on drinks too. I mean, I don't eat sugary drinks, but sometimes if I don't have time to make a smoothie or a vegetable drink, I'll try to get the ones that just have vegetables and not fruit, because it'll be like 25 grams of sugar, and there's one serving in there, and then there's one that's like 48, and there's three servings. I mean, they have to sit there and divide it. It's just a pain, right? It's just a hassle.
Oh, very, very big pain. And I also think that you have to know what's good for you, because there's so many trends out there, as you know. There's gluten-free, there's paleo, there's nothing that had eyes or parents or a heartbeat, right? So it's just because it's trendy doesn't mean it's right for you. I remember asking one woman who announced she was gluten-free, you know, what exactly are glutens? And she goes, you know, I think it's the part of the wheat that makes you fat. So actually had absolutely no idea, but she was following it because, hey, being gluten-free is the thing to be. And she didn't even know why. She just figured, you know, she was going to be gluten-free. So I said, you know, it's trial and error.
Yeah, well, she needs to read Rory Jones's book. I just had her on, Gluten Exposed, because, you know, when you're just following a trend just to follow it, it doesn't work. Now, for me, I am mostly paleo, and the reason why is because it works for me, because grains are not my friends, and I feel better than I've ever felt. But I think if you're doing it because it works with your individuality and your chemistry and the way your body works, it's fine. But if you're doing it just to be trendy, then I don't think it's the right idea.
Absolutely. And you feel also that if you don't eat a certain food, and hopefully you'll agree, if you cut out the food, you know, let's say do cut out wheat for 3 weeks, and if you feel better, you know that's the right move. If it doesn't make any difference, then you know that maybe that's not what you should be cutting out, and you should be cutting out the pizza itself instead. My husband asked for extra gluten on his pizza.
Well, every time my daughter eats cheese, she's always stuffy, and we're cuddling at night. She's like, why am I so stuffy? And I'm like, it's the cheese. But she won't take it out, and I try not to buy it, but she'll get it at her friends. And anyway, it's just like, let's just do a rotation diet, for goodness sake. But anyway, I want to have you back, Jane. This was so much fun. In the meantime, tell everyone how we can find out more about you and your wonderful work.
You can go to janewilkinsmichael.com, and it will show you how you can order my new book, Long Live You, Your Step-by-Step Plan to Look and Feel Better Than Before.